put on a rag and bind it up and all like that. Turpentine is a good medicine to for infection like that and all. Nowadays, we used to use it all the time, but nowadays you can take foil for a cut or injured finger or any part of your body where you can get it on there and band it on there and all. It's a great healing powder. You buy it in a tube at the drugstore. We keep it all the time.
Do people still use iodine?
Huh?
Do people still use iodine for something like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you ever take any of this white, bitter tasting powder that people used to use for malaria?
Yeah, quinine. Mm-hmm. Gotta have taken that to when I was a kid, anywhere from 10 to about 12 years old, I had chills for 2 years. Take quinine, that's a big medicine then with the doctors. They give you quinine and your head just roar like a train running through it.
No. Is that right?
And it stopped for maybe 7 days or 9 days. And then you'd start chilling again, and then it'd come a quinine you had to take. Mm-hmm. And it'll get your head roaring to where you can't hear nothing. Mm-hmm. Bitter as gall, quinine was. Mm-hmm. They give it to you in capsules. Couldn't take it raw.
Yeah. Pretty rough stuff.
Too bitter.
Yeah. Now, say if somebody has died, have you ever heard anybody use any other expression besides died to mean the same thing?
Besides what?
Besides saying he died. Have you ever heard anybody say anything besides that to mean the same thing?
Besides he died, passed away.
Or have you ever heard any other expressions that weren't particularly polite to mean that somebody died? Maybe if they were joking about it, they might say something like, "Well, that old tightwad finally."
No, I don't believe it is.
Have you ever heard anybody around here say, "Kick the bucket"?
Yeah, that was very commonly used way back kind of all. They'd say, "Well, he or she won, whichever one died, had to kick the bucket." Yeah.
Or, you know, the box that a person is buried in, what do you call that?
Casket.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard it called by any other name?
Yeah. Wooden box. Used to make a wooden coffin. Mm-hmm. Way back home, you there seldom seen a casket. The boxes was made. Used to be an undertaker down here on Dunston Main Street up there, and when Dad works at Oakwood Cemetery, he'd go down there and help him 10, 11 o'clock at night, lots of time, making coffins. Make them out of lumber and all. Take up here at the body, they would take about four or five, take a saw and run four or five cut and not plumb through, but where you could, on both sides, where you could bend them together and make a place there bigger for your shoulder than any other part. And then it would taper off down here to just be enough for your seat. And get some excelsior and make bed in there, and then get some black velvet and all, and